Then other side effects of the antimalarials are myelotoxicity, which is very uncommon, but still it may occur. Bone marrow suppression may occur. Leukopenia, agranulocytosis, aplastic anemia, and hemolysis may occur in the G6PD deficiency, and that is why it is important to measure D6PD levels in the male patients who may be at risk. Then others are cutaneous toxicity. So antimalarials may cause exacerbation of psoriasis, especially with the chloroquine and mepocrine, yellow discoloration of the skin with the mepocrine, and blue-gray discoloration of the skin with HCQ and chloroquine is seen, bleaching of the hair, transverse bands affecting the nails, hyperpigmentation of the palate, pruritus, erythroderma, urticaria, lichenoid eruptions, photosensitivity and alopecia may also occur with the antimalarial agents. Although the drug is photoprotective, but still it may also produce photosensitivity. Neuromuscular toxicity include myalgia, myopathy, and fatigue, which may rarely occur. Neurological side effects are headache, dizziness, tinnitus, deafness, nightmares, irritability, seizures, and psychosis. Cardiotoxicity may rarely occur, in which the most common side effect is the conduction abnormalities, especially when the HCQ are also interacting with the other drugs like digoxin, amiodarone. So they may produce ventricular arrhythmia or conduction abnormalities. Gastrointestinal side effects are mildest type of the side effects. These include nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. HCQ is least likely to cause these GI side effects. It may also cause elevated transaminase levels and hepatic impairment, and that is why it is important to measure the porphyrin levels. If the patient is already having risk of porphyria cutanea tarda, then it might cause hepatic impairment even more.